was a dark and stormy night on Plum Street. In the little white house, Mrs. Bear was putting Sam to bed. Ready now, Sam?
Oh, no,
said Sam.
I'm waiting.
Mrs. Bear sat on the bed beside Sam, and they read his favourite book, and they both knew all the words. Afterwards, Mrs. Bear pulled one side of the blanket way up high under Sam's chin, and the blanket was red. She pulled the other side too, tucking it under his toes like a nest. Outside, the wind blew. Ready now, Sam?
Oh, no,
said Sam.
I'm waiting.
Mrs. Bear arranged Sam's friends in the bed, and they all snuggled close in the blanket that was red. Outside, the rain came down. Splat! On the roof. Splat, splat! On the windows, the wind blew. Ooh, ooh. Ready now, Sam?
Oh, no,
said Sam.
I'm waiting.
Mrs. Bear poured milk in two glasses, and they both drank milk, and it was warm sliding down. Afterwards, Mrs. Bear yawned. Oh, you must be ready now, she said. But Sam shook his head.
I'm waiting,
he said.
Hmm,
said Mrs. Bear.
Let me think.
We've read a book and made a nest, arranged your friends and had warm milk. Sam, she said, what did I forget?
You know,
said Sam. Said Mrs. Bear. Book, blanket, friends, milk. Book, blanket, friends, milk. Sam waited. He waited and waited. And then, at last, Mrs. Bear said, Oh, I know.
Kiss goodnight, Sam.
And she bent way down, kissing Sam once and twice and then twice more.
Again!
Cried Sam. And she bent way down, kissing Sam once and twice and then twice more. Outside, the wind blew and the rain came down. In the little white house, Mrs. Bear was taking out the light, whispering,
Kiss goodnight, Sam. Kiss goodnight.
And Sam went to sleep on a dark and stormy night on Plum Street.